Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Rise.
Wake up.
It's time to wake on up.
Wake up.
With a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh!
The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
Fun times at Starbucks.
Yeah, there was some fun times this morning. It was. I'm feeling great. This show's flying by. We got Sam Lubman in for Joe Shasky, Joe Spadoni alongside you. We got Steven Rizzotto. Preseason is over, people. There's no more preseason. We got real football coming up here. Less than 2 weeks away now, Sam. Niners, Seahawks, week one. And the next time we talk about a 49ers game,
it's going to be a real game.
It's going to be for real. Are you for Aurelia? Shout out Rich Aurelia. Mm-hmm. That's what we're going to be talking about.
13 days.
Brock Purdy, Sam Darnold, Kyle Shanahan, Mike McDonald. We got a lot to get into in 2 weeks' time. We're going to be doing it right. There's, again, no place you want to be other than 95.7 The Game when it comes to football, basketball, baseball. We've been dominating all of it. And in about, what, 2 months'
we've
time?
We've even talked hockey on this station.
We've talked some hockey.
Not lately, but you know.
Well, the Sharks.
And not today.
Don't worry, the Sharks. They're biding their time. All right, they're developing. They're getting younger. They're getting stronger. They're getting faster. Macklin Celebrini. I'm looking for not a sophomore slump, Sam. I'm looking for him to take that next level in his sophomore year. Right? The guy got comps to Sidney Crosby. All right.
I think this could be their.
If you get comps to Sidney Crosby, you got something.
I think they're going to have an arrive earlier this year.
Really?
Anyway, that's just the hot hockey take of the day there. So we can stop with that for the next couple
months. It's over. It's done. No more hockey talk. Shout out to those watching on YouTube, by the way. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union for a low rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. And we are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. And be listening the next 10 minutes or so. In the next 10 minutes, we're going to play a sounder. And you got to be caller number 5 to the contest line. I'm not going to play the sounder. We played it a lot. All right? But when you hear
the
sounder
next.
It's
the air horn for those who don't know.
Well, for those of you who don't know, but you should have been knowing. You should have been listening all morning long. But if you don't, and you caught us just
good
now,
point.
Be listening. The next 10 minutes, we're going to be giving away a pair of Giants tickets coming up. So be listening for the next 10 minutes.
I'm not leaving.
Thank you. Love me some Wolf of Wall Street. By the way, speaking of Wolf of Wall Street,
That's really impressive that you knew you could pick up that drop right away.
Sam, you know me. Like the weird, like pop culture, like no, movie like line references.
I've seen that movie
me.
A bunch of times. There's no way I could have picked it out that quickly.
Well, I've been watching a lot of the Cowboys doc on Netflix. And for those of you
who
have
not, that out last night,
it's really good. It's, The American Gambler or whatever it's called.
America's Team.
America's Team. Yeah. The Gambler. That's what it is. America's Team, The Gambler. Again, I just call it the Cowboys doc on Netflix because there's so many damn documentaries these days.
Too many.
But it's really good, and I finished, and I urge you, for those of you who haven't seen it, to watch it. And there's going to be a conversation at some point this week when it comes to ownership here in the Bay, and you know the downfall of the Cowboys has been widely documented. It's Jerry Jones.
Yeah.
He's been part of the rise of the Cowboys, but also part of their failures and not getting back to hell. An NFC Championship game, it goes on his shoulders, squarely on his shoulders.
No, I'm two episodes in, and first things first, the concept of Jerry Jones not being old kind of escapes me. He's just one of those, he's kind of in that Morgan Freeman territory in that, like, he was just born at age 75, right? Like, he just kind of came out that way.
Right. Well, the Jim Nance, I always think of that way. Like, I've been watching Jim Nance for the last, like, 25 years, and it looks like he hasn't aged at all.
He's been 65 forever.
Yeah, forever, right?
So, he's born, he's like, hello, friends. I'm Jim Nance. Welcome to the world.
That's right.
But, seeing young Jerry Jones, it's unsettling. But
so, I'm talking about that because we're talking about ownership and expectations, right? And it's funny how we viewed those teams, right? The team of the 80s was the 49ers. The team of the 90s was the Dallas Cowboys. The team of the 2000s, hell, for most of it, you can just go with the whole Patriots.
Team of the 20th right? century has been the Pats.
It's been the Pats.
And then the
of the last 5-6 years, it's been the Chiefs, right? And it's kind of a fun question, I guess. The team of the 2020s, it's been the Chiefs.
It's been
so
the Chiefs,
far.
Yeah. I don't know if anyone's resting that from them.
Can the Philadelphia Eagles take over there and start their own little mini dynasty? I'm sure Niner fans do not want that at all, but it just got me thinking, what could have been with the 49ers these last few seasons? Could that have been the team of the 2020s? No, it's a good point.
Like you get one third down stop in Super Bowl 54. You Jake Moody makes an extra point a couple years ago. Kwaski Tart comes up with a catch. Brock Purdy's elbow doesn't explode.
Right.
Oh my God, there's a litany of them.
And what the Cowboys were going on through the doc was, what if they stuck with Jimmy Johnson? That's how they ended the doc, spoiler alert, is, you know.
Wait, Jimmy didn't work out with the Cowboys?
No, there you go, yeah. But
I'm a big Jimmy Johnson guy.
Well, I am too, and I actually came away from it a bigger Barry Switzer fan, because I think that guy got a lot of, you know, unjustified hate when it came to him being so much different, his approach, than Jimmy Johnson was. He's more of a wrap your arm around kind of guy, kind of like, you know, pat you on the back saying, hey, it's going to be okay.
Jimmy
good job.
Was the first episode. Oh my God. They're talking about the conditioning thing. I was watching last night. It's like, you know, they're talking about the conditioning part. And one of the players like, yeah, I'm running. And I look to the side. I see a guy lying on his back, and they cut to this kid lying on his back. And he's like, coach, I have asthma. And Jimmy's like, what? I don't want no asthma. Go over in that field. Go have asthma over there.
It's so
great.
I'm just
like, oh, that is how you become what Miami was to the U.
Yeah, you say screw asthma. That's what you do. You say screw asthma and we win national championships.
Go have asthma on that field over there.
And you can't.
Could you imagine Kyle Shanahan saying that to one of his players?
I can't. He's more.
Ricky, go have a bullet hole over there on that field.
Oh, my God. It's just, you're jumping the shark.
I'm not
here.
A doctor.
Jesus.
So.
It's a great point.
Juwan, go work on your sore calf over on that field.
I'll say this, Kyle Shanahan, his style and approach, it is very millennial. It is very just, you know, I'm going to put my arm around these guys. I'm going to try to relate to them more. He's more surly, and that comes out with his dad, right? He is his father's son in that regard. He's going to be a little more pissed off to the media. He's going to, you know, be a little snide and sarcastic, which again, very millennial. I don't think he is a millennial. Maybe he's on that fringe. I think he's in his mid-40s, right? But
possibly.
I actually am coming away from that documentary with a lot more respect around here in the Bay Area when it comes to ownership and coaching. And what I'm getting at is this. Kyle Shanahan, I think I'm a lot higher on him as a coach than a lot of other people are right now. I think stock is down if you just ask nationally when it comes to Kyle Shanahan. If, you know, would you rather have Kevin O'Connell or Kyle Shanahan? People would say Kevin O'Connell. And let's be honest, what has Kevin O'Connell done in the NFL that's been greater than Kyle Shanahan? Nothing. He hasn't gone to two Super Bowls like Kyle Shanahan has. He hasn't won playoff games like Kyle Shanahan has. Kyle Shanahan, at worst, Sam, you know, he gets to the NFC Championship. That's what he does. Mm-hmm. If you get him in the playoffs, he gets you to the NFC Championship. So when I look at this season and ask the question at 888-957-9570. Preseason's over, Niner fans. Are you feeling better or worse about this team than you did prior to preseason starting? And I'm saying I'm feeling a whole hell of a lot better because at the premier position for a Kyle Shanahan offense, you improved. You have Christian McCaffrey as your number one, healthy Christian McCaffrey as your number one, and you have Brian Robinson Jr. as your number two. This is as good as I have felt about the running back room in years. Years. And it's just because of two players. That's crazy. That's crazy to me. Like, Raheem Mostert and, you know, the Matt Breidas of the world, and you had Tevin Coleman. I was like, can you really rely on those games, like those names for a full season? No, it was like a by committee, right? But Christian McCaffrey, Hall of Fame talent.
Yeah.
Brian Robinson can be a one.
You I got think some on, legitimacy here.
I think he could be a one on some teams as it is cut day, and a lot of people are going to be cutting down their rosters.
I think tomorrow's cut day.
Tomorrow
at 1 o'clock is cut
but
day.
But you're going to start seeing all the cuts being
had.
You're right. No, you're right.
Now.
You're right. Cut day's technically tomorrow, but I'm seeing it now around the league. A guy like Mike Hilton out of Miami getting released. Drew Rosenhaus making it known. So you're going to be seeing all these quote-unquote bigger names getting cut elsewhere in the next 2 days, and maybe you will find another running back or a wide receiver or a secondary help. They're not done yet. Another man's trash is another man's treasure, right, Sam? So you're going to be seeing that, but I'm feeling a lot better about this team because of that Brian Robinson Jr. acquisition, Sammy, going forward here.
No, and again, you brought up Kyle Shanahan here, and I'm kind of curious where he falls in because we're talking about all the things that make us feel better or worse since the start of training camp, and Kyle Shanahan is a lightning rod around this team, and I do kind of wonder. I mean, I feel like most Niner fans are kind of entrenched in their stance on Kyle. Either they're in Kyle we trust or it's in Kyle we bust. And yeah, it's just, I don't know how many people are changing their opinions right now. I am kind of curious where Kyle Shanahan falls on the why I feel good versus why I don't feel good spectrum for the 49ers and this season coming out of training camp. Because, you know, I said this the other day, you know, I think the one thing I do trust Kyle Shanahan to do is find talent in the draft and then develop that talent into capable, everyday, sometimes superstar football players. I say this because up and down this roster is full of guys that Kyle Shanahan has found late in the draft at times who have become just absolute studs for this team. George Kittle, Fred Warner, they highlight that. Brock Purdy, he's become a great success story.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, Brandon Ayuk as a first-round pick, Nick Bosa as a first-round pick. Kyle Shanahan has shown that he is able to find that talent and develop it up. And then when you look at what he's did with this draft this year, I do like the talent they found in this draft. I'm excited to see what Mykel Williams could do. I really hope that missing the preseason isn't going to set him back too much. I do have concerns there. But I look at the right. Alfred Collins might be a work in progress. Love Nick Martin. My goodness, was he flying around in that game on Saturday night. Forced that
He's
fumble.
He's been a bright spot these preseasons, yeah.
If I'm like, it looks like you got a winner right there. And if I'm coming in the season, I love the idea of my starting linebackers being Fred, D. Winters, and then either Tatum Bethune or Nick Martin. Between those four at linebacker, I'm feeling really good there. Upton Stout looks like a great one. C.J. West, I think he'll probably be in the second string of defensive tackles to start, but I still like a lot of what I saw from him. You got some great defensive players here that came out of this draft. I think Kyle Shanahan did a pretty good job on this draft, or maybe it was John Lynch because it was all defensive players. Whatever you want to say, Kyle Shanahan is the dude down there making the final call, so he does get the final shot there. That does kind of give me some reasons for feeling good. I'd feel a little bit better, though, if I saw more from West and Collins.
I was going to say, because
like, I saw things I like from West, could have seen more Collins. It's like, you're a bull rush, and that's it, buddy.
Nick Martin, Upton Stout, yes. And how are they going to translate to regular season action, not preseason, going up against the ones? We shall see. But I'm very encouraged going forward. Mykel Williams, I don't know. Haven't seen him enough. Can't tell. You know, he gets hurt in joint practice a couple weeks ago against the Broncos. We'll see. Alfred Collins, underwhelming. C.J. West, underwhelming. Jordan Watkins, where is he? I don't know. High ankle sprain, nowhere to be seen. Jordan James, same thing. Marquis Siegel was nice. We'll see. And then Curtis Rourke, obviously, he was hurt when he got him. Connor Colby, that's another positive. We'll see.
Yeah, him.
You got to step up. Again, the name of the
Junior
game.
Junior Bergen could hopefully solve some of the return issues.
Maybe. I don't feel great about that. I'm just going to be honest.
Either him or Sky Moore.
Can we get someone with hands like that could catch the ball, please? Yeah. And could someone could, like, it, I know it's not
asking. That's just such a wild thing to say about a receiver.
He can't catch. Well, but that, again, that happens. There are wide receivers that stick around because solely on their speed that can't catch. Darius Hayward Bay being one of them. There's guys that stick around that aren't known for their hands, but known for their speed, and occasionally they will get a deep bomb and catch it, and then you're good. Hell, there's that meme of Nelson Aguilar. Remember that? He's like, oh.
Unlike Aguilar,
right? But in the Super Bowl, I always remind people, the Eagles, when they beat the Patriots, Nelson Aguilar had like 100 yards. He was incredible in that game. So
stepped up.
So we'll see with Sky Moore. I think they got him because they just need bodies
in general.
They just need depth.
But I do think he's going to be on the final roster, so he's going to play a part there, and that's where I'm kind of curious how Kyle Shanahan is going to utilize him. He does have the speed, but he doesn't have the hands. That's why I do think he's going to be kind of the Debo jet sweep guy. I'd be curious to see if I'm right on that or not on that one. So you feel high on this team right now coming out of it because of the leadership of Kyle Shanahan?
I feel like there's more. I'll get to it in a second because that was the sounder. And your San Francisco Giants are taking on the Baltimore Orioles at Oracle Park this Saturday, August 30th at 4:15 p.m. The first 15,000 guests receive a Black Heritage jersey. Buy your tickets at sfgiants.com. But if you want to win your way into the game, be caller number 5. The contest line right now, 415-523-4652. Again, 415-523-4652, and you'll score 2 tickets to the game courtesy of Cutwater. All right. I feel good about this team, Sam. You know why? I do feel like there's more known about this team than unknown. And I do think why a lot of people have a lot of trepidation, a lot of fans are scared right now, is because everyone has fears of what? The unknown.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we don't like. It's just human nature.
Understandable.
We don't like what we don't know and understand. And unfortunately, there's deeper levels to that conversation that go into a whole hell of a lot of stuff that's over my head, yours. That's way bigger problems than sports. But in sports in particular, we fear what we don't know. Right now, Warriors fans are having a tough time dealing with the fact that the window is closing with the Golden State Warriors and Stephen Curry and Draymond Green and Jimmy Butler, and they're all getting older.
We don't know what we can expect from them on a night-to-night basis. That's unsettling.
And we don't know what we can expect after they're gone. And that's why you want to maximize.
That's even worse.
You want to maximize the here and now.
Yeah.
Because ultimately, you don't know what you're going to have once they're gone, Sam.
Correct.
You know it's not going to be the same. And you're probably never going to reach the heights that you did when you had those guys. Probably. And this is what Michael Jordan, the Bulls, right? That's the fear, is turning into the Chicago Bulls post-Michael Jordan. That's the fear, the unknown. All right? And I think a lot of Niner fans are fearing right now is the unknown about the number twos on this roster. The number twos, the guys that need to step up alongside George Kittle, alongside Fred Warner, alongside Nick Bosa, Diamador Lenore, all these guys that are knowns on the team, but a lot of people are like, can we trust Mikael Williams? Can we trust Bryce Huff? Can we trust some of these guys? Can we trust, Brian Robinson Jr.? I think you can now, Brian Robinson. I think that is a trust factor there for Niner fans. So I actually feel better because of the amount of knowns on this roster than unknowns. I think there's Niner fans would be surprised. If you look around the league right now, like even in your own conference, the Detroit Lions, they have two new starting coordinators. Now they have talent. They dealt with a lot of injuries.
They're going to have Aiden Hutchinson back.
We'll see. I'm very curious to see how that team's going to look and Dan Campbell's going to look without Ben Johnson, who we all thought was, the cream of the crop, the offensive coordinator, now head coach with the Chicago Bears. Aaron Glenn, he's gone. He made something out of nothing with that defense a lot last year when push came to shove, and now he's the head coach out with the Jets. All right, and then you got the Eagles. They're the standard. They're the favorites. We get that. But look in your own division.
Yeah.
It's a lot of unknowns with the Los Angeles Rams.
Is Matt Stafford? Yeah, what's going on there?
Thank you. Literally the biggest unknown is at the quarterback position. The unknown for Kyler Murray at the quarterback position with Jonathan Gannon in year three now. Hey, kind of nut up or shut up if you're in Arizona, right? Sam Darnold. There's still. Do people know who Sam Darnold is?
I think we know what Sam Darnold is.
No, do we though?
No, I think we do, and that's why we don't. That's why no one really knows what the Seahawks are going to do.
I don't know what Sam Darnold is.
They have the Seahawks. They have talent around Sam Darnold. I mean, you got a great receiving core with JSN and Cooper Kupp, Marquez Valdes-Scantling. That's a solid number three right there. Mm-hmm. But it's the dude getting the ball to him. That's the unknown part there. I do agree. Yeah, there is. I feel probably more known about this team, but even still, it just. This team, I keep comparing this team to the 2021 season, where I do think there's going to be some bumps in the road. There's a lot of youth on this team. There's going to be some growing pains. And I do think this team, I would not be shocked if this team is 3-5 halfway through the year.
Really?
Yes.
3-5.
I think, and then I do think they're going to rally in the second half of the season. A 10-7 season is, I think, very much, 10-7 and a playoff appearance is still very much possible.
I think they're going to start the season 4-0. Personally,
I really?
Think they're going to be favored in every single one of those games and maybe in all the games the rest of the season, just due in part because of the schedule. I'm just looking at some of the teams they're facing who were top five or top 10 picks in this past draft, meaning they weren't very good. Seahawks, week one. Saints, week two.
2-0.
Now look at the Saints quarterbacks. Again, I'm all wait to give the predictions here, but I'm just saying there's a good chance they start out 4-0. The Cardinals, the Jaguars, I get it. Like, those aren't shoe-in wins, all those. And I don't know what version of the Jaguars we're going to get. I understand.
It's hard for me to look at the Cardinals games right now as gimmies, considering what the Cardinals did to the Niners twice last year. Maybe I'm being a little too pessimistic on that one. I can see that Cardinals game being the 3-1 record to start the year.
Maybe.
But that October slate of at the Rams, at the Bucs, versus the Falcons on Sunday night, at the Texans. I said, man, 0 for October. I would not be shocked.
0 for October?
I would not be shocked if that's what happens.
October?
I hope I'm wrong there, and if I am wrong, I look forward to being called out on it. But when we look at how I could see October being the growing pains month.
Wow, Rams, just, Bucks, Falcons?
Both on the road.
Texans weren't that impressive. I know they were a playoff team. The Texans, really?
Texans are a tough team right now. They're on the up and up right
we'll
now.
See CJ Stroud. I'm high on CJ.
They're moving in a positive direction. Again, I like to be wrong on that, but there's growing pains when it comes to development, and we've seen this in the past. There was, a rough patch that we saw in 2021. Same thing in October. Things got ugly, and they were 3-5 at that point. They turned it around, though. And I think that's what you'll see here. Because then coming into November, you got at the Giants, you got the Rams, at the Cardinals and Panthers. You got to feel if the defense is feeling better there, if the defense is performing better there. You're going to have Brandon Ayuk back by then. Your offense is going to be fully clicking on all cylinders. There's no reason why the second half of this season won't see this team just going on a run here. They might have to work into it, and that's going to suck to have to wait for that to happen. But if this team is 3-5 at the end of October, but then 10-7 at the end of the season in the playoffs, I think you're taking that path.
888-957-9570 is the number to weigh in. Call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. BPA, Seal, we'll get to you in a second. What do we know about this Niners team? What do we not know yet? We are less than 2 weeks away from the start of the regular season. Preseason is over. Cut down day tomorrow, as you said, but you're going to start seeing all the teams making their big cuts today and tomorrow leading up to, so you'll see some big names or some names that you recognize. And maybe the Niners will be interested. Maybe they won't be. Maybe the Niners will have some surprise cuts. We shall see.
Love dumpster diving.
But what is the known and what is the unknown on this Niners team currently? 888-957-9570. I feel like there are more knowns than unknowns, and that's why I'm feeling better about this team than most going forward. Let's go to Brian, who's in Palo Alto. And is he feeling better about this team now that preseason's over? What's up, Brian?
Hey, guys. No, but I didn't have tremendously high hopes before. But yeah, I mean, I think this is what I've said is Kyle's blind spots are fatal and he can't quit them. Right. And so the Moody is a perfect example of, right. Like one of the things I respected most about Kyle earlier years ago was when he moved on from Trey Lance, when it was clear it wasn't working. That took guts. Right. And there were a lot of decisions to make, reasons to make a political decision. The Moody situation is just so unexplainable. This guy is absolutely cooked mentally and a complete liability, should not be the starting kicker for the 49ers. It's just, it's sad. It's hard to watch. And Kyle continuing to throw him out there when it is clear to everybody that this guy is gone mentally. And he's going to miss a big kick. It's going to be early. And the fans are going to go absolutely nuts. And it will be Kyle Shanahan's fault because he didn't tell the truth. He didn't call balls and strikes. He made a decision for reasons unknown to go with Jake Moody, who is an absolute basket case emotionally. And, you know, it's not in the best interest of the team. And he consistently makes bizarre decisions like that. And they're fatal. His blind spots are fatal always. And he has not corrected them. That's my take.
All right, that's Brian in Palo Alto. He's not feeling good about it. No, well, I think that's where everyone's waking up this morning feeling like, and that's why I'm like not as hard on this team, because talking about a kicker, like most people are waking up this morning, if you're a fan around the lake, oh, I don't feel good about our offensive line. Oh, God, that defensive line, I don't know.
Well, no, I mean, the Niners still have concerns on the offensive and defensive lines, too.
But like, if you're telling me the number one concern is the kicker, that means you're not feeling as bad everywhere else, right? That's usually what that tells me.
Yeah, a kicker issue.
It was an extra point. We're acting like this guy is mentally shot.
You cannot.
He had a game win. Hold on, Sam. He had a game-tying field goal with less than a couple minutes last week, and then the game-winning field goal of 50 yards or more. No one cares. Meant something. No, it did. Brian Baldinger told us it meant something.
Where you try to duplicate that in practice, going, okay, if we make this field goal, there's no conditioning. If you make this field goal, we're eating steak tonight. I mean, you can do all the things you want to assimilate in practice to put them in a pressure situation. But there's only one pressure situation that's, you know, to go win a game. And he did. So, look, it was a disaster last year from the kicking to the special teams. You know, that all has to improve this year.
So you can only simulate that in a preseason game. Practice isn't going to be simulating it.
I wonder how many steak dinners Jake Moody has cost the Niners over the last couple of years in practice. No, Spinoni, I'm sorry. You cannot say it's just an extra point when literally one of the major reasons this team does not have a Lombardi trophy that says you won it in Las Vegas is because Jake Moody was too low on an extra point.
I think we're waiting way too much on Jake Moody still.
Jake Moody has cost this team enough games to the point where just the confidence is gone. It is. There are Niner fans out there that probably root for him and probably want him to turn it around. And that is great. It would be awesome if he did. But like, I'm sorry, no, you cannot just sit here and dismiss it's just an extra point when that has been an issue for him.
Extra point in a preseason game, that doesn't matter.
This is going to be a team that's going to be playing close games. They do not have a world-beating offense right now considering what the state of the receiving game is. They can run the ball. That's great. But points are going to be important, especially if you have a defense that I don't know what they're going to be like early on. You cannot afford to leave points on the field. And if it's a we'll see. Week one.
We will.
If he has to
I'm rooting for Jake
If he has to kick the game winner in week one, I really want to know. Maybe we can get on this on the other side. 888-957-9570.
This is flying by.
It's 2 seconds left in Seattle, down by one. Jake Moody's coming on for a 40-yard field goal. What are you feeling? I want to know, Niner fans, what are you feeling? Because I'm not just dismissing, it's just Priest. There is an issue with Jake Moody, and you cannot leave a win on the table because he can't get the job done when the time comes.
Do you have faith in Kyle Shanahan? Do you have faith? Yes.
Possibly.
Or no? It's a yes or no answer.
Possibly.
Do you have faith in
Possibly.
Kyle Shanahan?
I have faith that Kyle Shanahan.
Just answer the question, yes or no.
What faith in what?
And him being the leader of this team.
Yeah, I think he can lead this
Great.
Team to a disappointing finish.
He has faith in Jake Moody. And he'll tell you that on the other side.
I don't believe
and
that.
And it's going to be brought to you by Safeway.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.